Good morning. Welcome to day five of Morning Motivation. I'm Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every day. The last couple days, we spoke about getting your subconscious mind on your side through affirmations and visualizations in order to help you get motivated and in the right direction towards achieving the goal that you want to achieve. Now, some people believe that all you need to do is think about your goal enough and feel the emotions behind it and visualize it enough, and eventually it will happen. That simply is not true. You also need to take action in order to achieve your goals. You can't just sit in a room and think about making a ton of money or becoming healthier and then all of a sudden it happens. That hasn't happened to anybody I've heard of. Everybody I know who has achieved some level of success, take action and create a plan and move forward in order to achieve what they want to achieve. So today we're going to talk about creating action steps that can help you achieve your goal. And they are required in order for you to achieve your goal. So action steps are things, they're steps that you can take every single day that will move you closer to your objective. So let's take an example. Let's stick with the example of losing weight, just because so many people in America and in Western nations are overweight. Obesity and being overweight is a big problem in our society. And there's loads of reasons why, and we'll get into some of those over the next few days. However, let's stick with that goal. So if you want to lose weight, three of your action steps or example action steps could be, the first one may be, every day you're going to exercise for at least 30 minutes. Okay, you can make it more specific. You can set a target heart rate. You can set a specific exercise you can do. But either way, that could be one of your action steps. Every day you're going to exercise for at least 30 minutes. Next, you may set an action step to set a certain amount of servings of vegetables. Vegetables are very high fiber foods. And if you eat enough of them, you're going to fill up pretty quick. And because they're low calorie, you're going to be less likely to gain weight, more likely to lose weight than if you were to eat more processed stuff like candy bars or sodas or, you know, heavy carb type foods. So that could be the second step. The third action step could be that you want to sleep for at least 7 or 8 hours every night. Now, the reason why you will want to do that is because if you don't get enough sleep, your body's going to produce hormones that will make it harder for you to lose weight. Also, if you're not sleeping enough, you're probably going to be more stressed out and less likely to exercise, more likely to binge, and you don't want that. So you want to create a healthy body. Part of that is getting enough rest. So what I'd like you to do right now is create three action steps. Think about your specific goal and come up with three action steps that you can begin taking today and every day moving forward that will help you achieve your goal. Now, over time, these steps are going to change. Let's say, for example, you plan to exercise for 30 minutes every day. If in a couple weeks you are not making enough progress, you may need to increase that. Or over time, let's say a year from now, maybe you're making all the progress you want to make, and you might want to cut that back or change it. Or maybe at some point you get sick of vegetables and you want to change that action step to something else. And that's okay. The key thing is you always want to have three action steps that you're taking every day that will help you get to your goal. Okay? So that's your job right now. Come up with three action steps. Begin doing those today and every day moving forward. And soon enough, you will be making progress on your goal. So that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in to day five of Morning Motivation. I'm Dan Cassidy with Inspire.com, and we will see you tomorrow.